So today on Your County, the subject is the Summer Reading Challenge, something that I took part in when I was a child, and I know still goes on today. And here to talk to us all about it, I have Chris Meller on the phone. Hello, Chris.
Hello, and you're making me feel old now if you did the Summer Reading Challenge as a child.
Well, it was definitely a challenge to read a few books, so I'm thinking it's probably the same thing. What is it that you do, Chris, and how are you related to the North Yorkshire County Council?
I'm the general manager for libraries, which, as I keep saying to everybody, and they all groan, means the book stops with me. But no, I generally oversee the whole all the libraries right across North Yorkshire. So get to drive around occasionally and visit some of them.
And there are plenty of them in North Yorkshire, so that's probably a lot of miles on your clock.
What is
the Summer Reading Challenge then, for people who don't know about this?
Right, Summer Reading Challenge is exactly what it says it is on the tin, but it's a challenge to read books, and it's a national challenge, so it's undertaken by libraries right across certainly England and some of Scotland, I know, and possibly even Wales. But it is to, as you said, it challenges children, primary age, so principally between 4 and 11, to borrow and read 6 library books over the summer holiday period. It always has a theme. Last year it was Animal Agents, all about detectives. This year, I think it's great. It's Mischief Makers.
Ooh.
Which I think is wonderful.
That's going to be stirring up some trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, so we want lots of Mischief Makers in our libraries over the summer, which I think is absolutely fantastic. Seriously, it's actually based on the Beano and Nasher and Dennis and all his friends. They were the classic Mischief Makers, so quite right too.
And is there sort of a limit of books that children can read, or is there a minimum they have to get through?
Well, the minimum is 6. They can read as many as they want to. So we do have some that try and do it in a week or do it that. But we do, you know, we do like to talk to people about the books that they've read as well. So it is just reading them, and it's talking about them and sharing them with other people. And there'll be lots of events and activities going on as well. But as they read their books, they get a map of Beano Town to keep a record of all their reading. Each time they read a book, there are stickers, and I'm told some of them have mysterious smells.
What, the
so
stickers
I'll leave
do?
Leave that to the imagination. Presumably
wow.
Scratch and sniff. Yes, well, I hope they haven't been testing too many of those. And they can add the stickers to the map, and they'll help Dennis Nasher and his friends solve clues and discover the treasure. Last year, we had just under 10,000 children take part right across North Yorkshire. And plenty of the parents said, you know, this is great. We can come into libraries. There's no charge to join. It's something for the children to do. If it's a sunny summer, which we all hope for, then you can, you know, lie in the back garden and read. If it's a rainy summer, it's something to keep occupied and, you know, not always playing on the computer. And we also, not just parents, but older brothers and sisters, or anybody aged sort of 16 to 24 can come and volunteer with us, or even a bit younger than 16. We have what are called Reading Hack volunteers, which are young people who come and, you know, volunteer for us in the libraries, talking to children about books, helping out with the activities, and anything else they want to do. I mean, they come up with ideas as well and put them into practice. So there is a chance for, you know, anybody older who still wants to be involved to actually come along and help us out with that. And I will say the littlies love having an older boy or girl to sit and listen to them read or talk to them about books. They think that's great. So there is plenty, you know, for everybody really there.
And of course, if you are sort of around that age, the 16-ish, getting things that are going to look great on your personal statements or on CVs, or if you're applying for jobs, all of that is going to be really, really great experience for them as well.
And Exactly.
And another thing as well, it's some holidays can be a very expensive time, can't they? You know, especially if you've got more than one child and trying to think, how on earth are we going to keep them entertained? This is free. This is keeping their education going throughout the summer, and can be anything they want it to be. You know, if it's reading not that I'd advise reading the encyclopedia, but you could read the encyclopedia or you could read something, you know, really lighthearted. It can be anything you want it to be, really, your summer reading challenge.
It can, yeah. I mean, it's whatever you're interested in. So if you want to, try new authors, or maybe return to old favourites. And you said it can be non-fiction, sort of an information book. So if you like, like my young nephew who just likes reading about dinosaurs, it can be all books about dinosaurs. There's no sort of limit on that, and it can be as long or as short as you want it to be. But yes, you're quite right, and I think that's a comment we get from both, parents and teachers. Hate to sound sort of educational, and reading is great fun, but it also keeps people reading over, keeps young children reading over the summer, being serious about it. Yes, it does help with children's literacy.
So how can people get involved then, Chris? Where can they find out more and get signed up to the Summer Reading Challenge?
Well, they can get signed up to the Summer Reading Challenge from this weekend, from Saturday the 14th of July, and it runs until the 8th of September. So it runs right across, just slightly before and slightly after the school holidays, unless they have an awful lot longer school holidays than when I was at school, but slightly beyond. They just need to come into their local library, and they need to, if they're not a member of the library, then they need to join the library. And as we said, that is free as well. So come in, join the library, and say, I want to do the Summer Reading Challenge. And I think last year we had about 150 people join the library specifically to do the challenge. Join the challenge and get reading.
Fantastic. Well, Chris Mellor, you've made me very much look forward to the summer holidays. I might not be getting quite as much time off of the kids, but I should probably start reading a book or two. So, Chris, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.